This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
Okay, I'm with Dr. Marek Kakula from the Royal Observatory Greenwich. Hi, Marek.
Hi.
You've been on the Jodcast before, in video form, in fact.
That's right. It was a highlight of my career, I think, so it's very exciting to be back.
Well, we're glad that you say that. Now, you're from the Royal Observatory Greenwich, and Greenwich is just launching a new season called the solar season. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Well, that's right. We wanted to do something that was a little bit different that would follow on from the International Year of Astronomy last year. And we thought the sun would be a good subject, partly because we're just coming out of one of the deepest and longest solar minimums for 100 years or so. And also because the Solar Dynamics Observatory is just about to be launched. So the sun is really kind of flavour of the month or flavour of the year. And finally, Greenwich has got a long history of observing the sun. And some of the pioneering studies that the modern missions are based on were done in Greenwich. So it seemed like the obvious choice for us.
Right, and so what's happening as part of the solar season?
Well, we've got all sorts of things going on. We have a new planetarium show called Secrets of the Sun, which is launching today, actually, as we're recording. We have an exhibition called Solar Story, which charts the history of mankind's attempts to understand the sun and how it works, from very early ideas right down to the modern missions, which are up in space and sending back images all the time. And again, touching on the history of Greenwich as a site, a central site for understanding how the sun works. So it's a real mixture. We also have a series of talks from various experts about the history and the modern science of solar physics, and also quite a fun talk from our own head of science education, Rob Edwards, which is all about some weird and wonderful science and science fiction ideas of life on the sun, which should be good fun. That's on April the 1st, appropriately enough.
Very good. And Greenwich is also launching something called Solar Stormwatch. Can you tell us about that as well?
That's right. Greenwich, of course, hasn't been an active observatory or an active research site for over 50 years. But we wanted to kind of move back into the field of research a little bit.
Yes, that isn't helped by being in central London.
Well, that's right. The light pollution is not conducive to doing, you know, really deep studies of the sky. So the observatory facilities were moved to Hurston Zoo and then obviously to the UK's overseas observatories many, many years ago. We still do observing, and it's amazing what you can see from Greenwich, but still not good for professional astronomy. But we decided we wanted to try and dip our toes back into the world of research, and we were looking with envy at what the Galaxy Zoo people were doing. So we got in touch with them, and it turned out that they just got access to a massive new data set from NASA's STEREO mission. And these are the twin spacecraft which are studying the sun from two different angles, allowing them to put together 3D images. And just as with Galaxy Zoo, they have huge amounts of data that they don't have the resources, the time, the manpower to analyse themselves. And they were looking for a citizen science way of giving the public access to help them study the images. So we jumped on this. It really fitted with what we wanted to do, and it fitted with Greenwich's history of being a centre for solar research. So that's going to launch later this month as part of the Zooniverse family of projects. And we're really, really excited about it. The website looks fantastic, so I really hope people will sign on and start helping NASA scientists to understand the sun.
So what sort of tasks will people do? Because for galaxies you were deciding whether they were elliptical or spiral and how many spiral arms.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from Galaxy Zoo. The thing that we're interested in doing is looking at these things called coronal mass ejections, which are huge bursts off the surface of the sun of billions of tons of particles, charged particles, that go gushing out into the solar system. And the issue is when they strike the Earth, they can damage satellites, they can cause health problems for astronauts in the International Space Station, and they can also affect power grids here on the Earth. So scientists, governments, businesses are all very interested in predicting these things to try and mitigate the damage that they cause. And one of the problems we've had before is that you can't really tell what direction they're coming in with just one point of view. So with STEREO, you can actually get real information about the size, the shape of the coronal mass ejection and its trajectory. And so the idea is people will look at these images and try to trace the shape and the direction that they're going in to help scientists to understand how they happen and also to predict better when they're going to happen and whether they're coming towards us. So it's something that has a real practical application.
Another excellent way for people to get involved in science as well.
Yes, again, we were very, very impressed with the way the users of Galaxy Zoo, the Zooites, got so involved and really genned up on the subject and were coming up with really interesting ideas of their own, which then generated new science from the scientists. So we're hoping that people will get involved on that level with Solar Stormwatch as well.
So when's the exhibition open?
Well, Solar Story, the exhibition opened in January. It's open every day at the Royal Observatory, which is free. So it's 10 till 5pm, 7 days a week. And that exhibition will run through until early May.
Right, so people are in central London, they've got no excuse for not going.
Absolutely no excuse. Come see the exhibition, see a planetarium show and have a look around our galleries, and you may even get to meet one of the astronomers and have a chat with them as well.
All right, well, thank you very much, Marek, for talking to us.
Thank you.